It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday, March 11th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. We've been reporting on Hillary Clinton's email habits while serving as Secretary of State. Why, instead of using her .gov email account, the presidential contender instead appears to have used an email server registered to her New York home. Well, this week, Clinton addressed the issue, saying at a press conference that she had used only one address, in part for convenience. Meanwhile, the State Department announced that some 55,000 pages of Clinton's email messages will be released to the public. Now begins the sifting and perhaps more questioning about the security of Clinton's email practices, so says economist and Fast Company contributor Glenn Fleischman.
There's a lot greater risks involved in running one's own hardware, especially physically proximate to where you are, even with the backing of the Secret Service, because there's a lot more points of entry where people sniffing traffic or trying to gain access can wedge their way in. It's easier and safer in many but not all cases to have the actual hardware in which email is being received in a secure facility, basically, whether that's a privately secured or government secured facility.
Freelance cybersecurity reporter Glenn Fleischman there. We like to make jokes about drones delivering pizza and follow closely the efforts of big companies like Amazon to make drone-to-door service a reality in the U.S. It might be a more innovative idea in certain parts of Africa, where other kinds of infrastructure are lacking. Mobile payments in countries like Kenya and Nigeria have taken off because of the ubiquity of cell phones and services that help people use them for the transfer of cash. And as BBC technology and business reporter Matthew Wall has found, similar things are happening in the drone industry. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Ben. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Tell me a little bit about the group that's looking into doing this.
Well, it's a Swiss outfit called Afrotech, and they came up with this idea of using drones as a means of, first of all, carrying blood distances of about 60 kilometers to try and prove the concept.
How would a drone carry blood? How does that work?
Well, there are already little quadcopter drones. These are these helicopter-style drones which can carry small packages, and they can be programmed to pick up small packages, and somebody at the other end can just take the package out and put it into the clinic. So they are getting pretty clever at what these things can do.
How long until this kind of drone project truly takes off, do you think?
I think we're not going to be seeing these flying across East and West Africa probably for another 10 years because we're going to need some pretty big advancements in battery technology, the materials that these drones are made out of to make them light and strong. And that's going to take some 10 years at least, I think, before we see these things across the skies.
Matthew Wall is a technology and business reporter for the BBC. Matthew, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
We are leaving today for South by Southwest Interactive, where we'll have conversations with a lot of different people about technology. But some of our marketplace pals are already there, covering the EDU portion of the conference. Among them, Learning Curve reporter Adrian Hill. Adrian, how's it going?
You know, it's all right, Ben. We haven't had any big ragers to report, but it's been pretty fun. I've been actually racing around learning about ways teachers are adding games to their classes and been talking to a lot of people about kids' feelings.
Feelings, nothing more. Okay, so why is this an important topic down there?
Well, it's interesting, right? There's a lot of discussion here about social and emotional learning, whether a student believes she can learn through practice, whether she feels respected, whether she feels like she belongs in class. I asked Harvard professor Hunter Gelbach why these very human skills were coming up at South by Southwest EDU.
At our very core, we are fundamentally social creatures. So if students are preoccupied with this fundamental need that they don't feel like they belong, that they're being bullied, there's no way they're going to pay attention to what's going on in the classroom.
These skills, he says, help kids learn. And some sessions, Ben, have been even more feeling edge.
Feeling edge, I'm assuming that's a play on cutting edge?
Yes, I invented it. It's like cutting edge, but with feelings.
I assume there's a real example of this?
Yes, there was a session earlier in the week about student mindfulness, helping students get in touch with themselves and their feelings. Here's Aaron Sheriff, who teaches mindfulness to kids.
It might look like students sitting on the floor doing postures that look like yoga. It might look like eating a raisin and really being fully present with that raisin and actually noticing what it tastes like instead of thinking about the math lesson that they have to do next or the fight that they had at their home before they came into the classroom.
All right, so Adrian, does this topic have something to do with concerns about how attached kids and students are becoming to technology these days?
There is a sense that kids maybe need to take a step back from their constantly connected world that they live in. But there are also interesting applications of technology in the social and emotional space. Galbach told me about a virtual reality project in the works that will allow kids to experience different perspectives in sort of a bullying situation. And tech is helping researchers like him get better data to prove that these social skills actually improve learning.
Marketplace's Adrian Hill, thanks so much.
Thanks, Ben.
By the way, Adrian is taking over our show tomorrow. She'll be bringing you a special South by Southwest EDU Marketplace Tech while I'm on the road. Also, if you haven't checked out our South by panel generator tool built by Marketplace Tech producer Meg Kramer, you should. The best random panel name that I got so far, a totally not real discussion called How to Humanize Millennials with Good Subtweets. You can find a link at facebook.com/marketplacetech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.